Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS. Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition chocolate mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
All right, we're back. Generational Talent brought to you again. Tommy Crowder, dad, myself. Travis Crowder, and we're back at it.
Yes, that's right. Generational Talent, back at it again. The best in the business, truly, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody does this better than us. Stephen A. Smith, eat your heart out, bud.
You know he's your favorite.
No, gosh, no. I get somehow he is a moneymaker for ESPN. But you know what? So is Shannon Sharp, and how did that work out for him, you know?
Well, I think he might be diving into the political arena from what I understand.
Stephen A. or Shannon Sharp?
Stephen A.
I was going to say, Shannon Sharp should not be diving into politics right now. But Stephen A., honestly, that is the next thing for him that is very on brand.
You can see him doing it, is what you're telling me?
Oh, yeah. The guy's a loudmouth, and that's exactly what politicians are. So, nope, that makes sense. That adds up.
All politicians are just some.
Oh, God, it's really hard to say anything other than all politicians, really. I mean, but that's what they're paid to do. So I don't know why people expect anything different. They're paid to just make you feel like you're on their side and whatever. It's all dumb. But you know what's not dumb, Dad?
Football, baby.
That's right.
Yep, I do. And it was now I'm a little, like I said, I'm a little giddy schoolgirl because this was a great week for me in terms of my bets, my picks, everything.
I'll tell you, this was not I think this was so far the weakest week in the NFL in terms of just some like really awesome games.
Well, right. But for me, it worked out great because when we get to our point of the show where we talk about our bets, yeah. Sometimes you can squeak past your bets and get a win, and then you can, I blew past them. Like, most of mine I covered by a million.
Yeah, no, did not have a good time betting this week. Yeah,
it happens. Believe me, I've had a heck of a run. I know it's going to come to an end. I'm just going to flop and lose every single bet I make here for the rest of the year probably, but I had a great week. Sorry.
That's okay. You can't win them all.
Yep. Well, speaking of winning them all, though, I will say this, and I'm sure you have it in your top 10, so I won't take away your thunder, but one thing that you do keep predicting well, and that's your affection and love for the Indianapolis Colts.
That's right.
Holy cow.
They just keep killing the game for me every week. I love them. No, but let's jump into the generational talent top 10 takeaways.
Yeah, let's go through it. Yeah.
All right, so generational talent top 10 takeaways brought to you by Desert Highway Radio. We've got at number 10, there it is. Number 10, Seahawks didn't play this week, but doesn't matter because now they're tied first for their division, and we didn't even have to do anything, which is always fun.
No, and this was the first time, I would say, when it comes to being the reason that we're in that spot, the Niners losing, this would be the first week where I could honestly say it truly did show their injuries. I mean, the Texans manhandled them, and... yeah, I mean, but I'm not a Niner fan, everybody knows that, but I will give them credit. That team has completely weathered the storm, but this was the first week, this past week was, where you could see that the injuries are catching up to them.
Yeah, no, agreed. My number nine takeaway here, we've got Andy Dalton is garbage. Andy Dalton, the Red Ryder BB gun himself, garbage. Absolutely garbage. Did nothing for those poor Panthers.
No, I mean, they need, I know you're not a big fan of Bryce Young, but I would say they need him.
When does he come back? Is he back this week?
You know, that's a good question. I know, you know, there's injuries all over the place. There's a few, like Kyler Murray, where people are asking about, Lamar. I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm going to have to take a peek at that during the break.
Okay. My number eight top 10 takeaway here is the Colts, obviously still firing on all cylinders, the best team in the NFL statistically, and they look great. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, running back, absolutely killing it. Michael Pittman Jr., for some reason, just having a great, great year in his pretty good career.
That
but
one-handed catch he made in the end zone was nuts.
With the bicep.
Yeah. That was awesome. Pass interference being all over him, too. And Danny Dimes is putting it there.
Yep.
And their defense is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from an eye test, the Colts, and they're in a division where they're going to clinch it halfway through the year.
Well, and all credit to their O-line, because the way they are opening up those gaps, I could be a freaking running back in the NFL if I've got that much room to run in.
When you start thinking about it, right, O-lines mean all the difference. You look at what happened to Sam Darnold last year. You put him behind Minnesota. He had a great, great year. Well, he was protected. Danny Dimes, you get him out of New York, right? These quarterbacks were good. They were just on bad teams.
Yeah.
Baker. You know, you see these guys, I mean, where their careers are kind of, I don't want to say be a reborn, but I mean, they just needed to be in the right fit, but it starts with your O-line.
Yeah. My number seven takeaway, Tua finally has a great game and he does it with some swollen eyes,
pink eye action or something.
Yeah. He somehow played better with less visibility, throwing for four touchdowns. Again, if you're a Dolphins fan or personnel, I would just start punching him in the face before games.
And what a weird game. If you think about it, cause you got Miami who just was terrible, terrible, terrible. Atlanta coming off of this. Oh, they're getting better. Oh, they're looking good. They're going to
Atlanta who shut down the Bills.
And they just complete opposite. The one team that was supposed to get smoked lit up the other team who was supposed to be good and didn't do anything.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, I love him personally. He was fun to watch in the NFL or the Netflix quarterback show, but he's done.
I think he's done, or at least needs to go to a different team. Don't get me wrong, I mean, there's weapons there. I don't know why he was so terrible, but
when Kirk Cousins was the leading rusher at the half with two yards.
Bijan on that team.
Yeah, and Bijan second with 1 yard.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
After coming off of a couple hundred yards almost?
You got one of the top running backs in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got Drake London, who's an all-star receiver, and Kyle Pitts, who's having a really good year.
Yeah, he's doing way best year yet.
And you can't get anything happening on offense. Nothing.
No, that was the weirdest game in terms of two teams going complete opposite directions and completely different that game. I mean, I don't know.
And my next one on the list here, number six, or five, no, six.
Six.
We've got Spencer Rattler being benched in favor of Tyler Shuck after Spencer Rattler throws what I would consider to be one of the most embarrassing pick sixes I've ever seen, where not only did he throw it to the guy 4 feet in front of him, that guy then trucks him on his way into the end zone.
That was crazy. Yeah, and he bounced off him like a fly.
It was great.
And I would say this, we called this from day one. I don't know that this kid's going to do any good either. Saints aren't. I mean, they've been somewhat competitive to a degree, but they're still not good. They're not a good team.
And they're a team with some weapons. Obviously, Kamara's older, but he's still running well, and Chris Olave can catch a ball.
Olave's good, yeah.
They're definitely not what they should be. All right, top 10 takeaway number five, Marcus Mariota is garbage. But I will say it did give us one of the funniest announcer moments when Marcus Mariota, at the very end of that Kansas City whooping, just tried to run for it and then jumps. And I don't remember which announcer said it. He's like, and Mariota jumps for some reason.
Yeah.
And doesn't get any extra yards from. He just looked foolish.
No, and people can say what they want, but let's be real. Kansas City's back on track, man. They're firing on all cylinders and they're healthy and it don't look good for most teams. I mean, there's a couple of your Colts, I think, are out there definitely looking. Denver's going to give them a run, but Kansas City's going to be back.
Well, and Marcus Mariota, again, folks, trash. Yeah. All right, top 10 takeaway, number four, sad one. Big sad energy here. Cam Scataboo, the best part about the New York Giants, aside from Jackson Dart, is done for the season with what is one of the most gruesome injuries we've seen this year. The dislocated ankle, which, you know, apparently they did surgery. It's gone well. But there's no shot he's coming back this year.
No.
And it's a bummer because he was really just starting to get into rhythm. And I think him and Dart were a great duo, and that's now done. And
I'm hearing protruding bone too.
It looked like it. You know, we didn't see the bone itself, but just the angle of everything did not look like it was attached very well.
And this young man's going to be tough. Don't get me wrong, but usually with an injury like that too, you've got tendons and everything torn to hell. So I mean, it's going to be tough for this kid. He'll come back, but that was a doozy.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, Cam Scatterby, we said it last week, guys, he'll get a CTE every freaking play if he has to, just to get the ball moving.
He's crazy.
He was great. Number three, we got the Jets finally getting a W. Holy cow. They are no longer, the only team without a win. There is no teams in the NFL right now with zero wins. Jets finally did it. Justin Fields played one of his best games of the season outside of the first game he played, which was shocking that he lost that first game and then went on to play like garbage. But no, he finally got that W. He did say in a post-game interview that prior to that win, he was crying in his closet. So, you know.
I think you got to give it to Breece Hall, though. This guy got over 133 yards, scored two touchdowns, and threw one.
Yeah, his throwing touchdown was crazy, too. Yeah. The pump fake, and then he does it.
And I would say this. If they're going to get a win, make it on the week where you lost Nick Manfold at 41 years of age to a liver deal, and that's sad.
Very sad. And you know what? You've also got the Broncos with their crazy win against the Giants on the same weekend that they were celebrating Demaryius Thomas. So you got two, I would almost say, divine intervention games where, Broncos clearly were going to be losing, and then all of a sudden come back with that crazy fourth quarter action, and then the Jets getting their first win after the loss of a fellow teammate.
Yep.
Number two, top 10 takeaway. We have the Steelers jerseys looking like soccer jerseys and the Steelers also playing like garbage.
Yeah, those are, we were talking to Mr. Nick, a friend of the show, friend of ours, and I would say he is right. Those were the uniforms back in the day, but doesn't make them good.
I was going to say, we saw how colonial people dressed. We don't go around wearing it.
Same with the NFL football uniforms back in the day that were all wool and baggy. Yeah. Like, nobody dresses like that anymore.
But then you got Nick over here wearing powdered wigs like George Washington. He just thinks all of historical stuff is cool.
Well, he's a big fan of Hamilton, too. He likes to dress up like that.
And then my last one, and this one's an angry one. It is the Eagles game. Holy cow, talk about one of the worst officiated games I have ever seen in my life. I started generational talent this year, not high on the tush push, but definitely not one of those who thought it needed to be canceled or anything. I'm starting to turn around on that.
Because, I don't care if it goes away.
It's one thing to run it as much as they do, which is too much, but to see the piss poor officiating that is happening with that tush push.
The offsides all the time.
I mean, the one call where it was the stopping of the forward progress instead of giving them that turnover.
When he fumbled it? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That whistle was so quick. I'm like, what?
It was way too quick.
Yeah.
It's such a poorly officiated play, but that whole game as a whole was just awful.
I hate it for no other reason. It's unbelievably boring. Number one, number two, I get that it's impossible to stop, but in the same token, it is the most boring type of football. I can't stand that stuff.
No. And that game had more laundry than I've seen in a while. I thought Brian Daboll might actually explode at one point on the sidelines. Just horrible, horrible officiating.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I'm not a Daboll fan at all. That guy, I think, and I know you'll appreciate it, but when he pulled with Jackson or with, was it Jackson Dart, where he got the concussion and he rushed him back on the field, and that was garbage. I'm not a fan of that. You're supposed to protect your player, and I knew he pulled something there because he wasn't even in that tent for a few minutes before he's back on the field. That was, I know the doctor got fined. Brian Everybody Dable's, got fined.
He's fighting for his career at this point.
There's no question, and he's desperate because he knows that those two fellas are the only bright spot that team, outside of their defense. Their defense is good, but but to me, player safety-wise, that guy's a puke.
Yeah, F the refs, nobody likes them, they're garbage. But that's it for the top 10 takeaways.
Yeah, no, it was I'm with you. There wasn't a lot of close games. There wasn't a lot of like nail biters and just down to the wire
stuff. The closest game we got was the Bengals Jets game.
Yeah, so. I know, which was Barfarama. So, I know from that standpoint, but now we'll get to some bets, and oh my, this was for daddy. It was good.
Yeah. Well, all right, we're going to go right ahead into bets. We'll catch you guys in just a second. Welcome back to Generational Talent. We are now in the betting phase of the show. So, Dav, let's go here. Go ahead and hear how great it is.
Now, don't get me wrong. When we first started doing this show, those first couple of weeks, one for three. Finally, I ended up, Tommy and I each do a three-teamer, and I got my three. So here, I'll recap mine, and you can recap yours. But when I tell you, Tommy, I wrote the scores down. I took New England, and New England had to win by 7.
Yeah.
Right? And anyways, they won 32-13. So I covered that one.
Yeah.
My other one, I took the Bills minus 7.5. They won 40-9.
Yeah.
And then the last one I took, the Broncos had to win by 3.5 and they won 44-24. They won by 20. I wiped those three clean. No problem.
Yeah. Nope. You killed it. I was not so fortunate. My three last week, I had Dallas, plus 3.5 and, boy, did they get slaughtered by the Broncos, 44-24. Oof. I had the New York Giants plus 7.5, and unfortunately, the Giants, especially after the Scadabo loss, ended up losing by 18 points. And then my last one was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 4.5, which that one I did hit because they trounced the Saints 23-3, but didn't matter because I didn't hit my other two. So
yeah, now I made a little prediction, Tommy, before we left. Remember, I said this. I put on there that I think the Bills are actually going to beat them by 14 or more.
Yeah.
So they won by 31. So yeah. Okay. So that being said, we'll get to our bets, but now we got to recap and then we'll kind of go and share with everybody where we're going to go. So you ready?
Yes.
This is, what are we talking? Week? Is this week nine? Is this,
this would be week nine. Yeah.
Week nine. Okay. So here we go. Thursday night, this Thursday night, we have the Ravens minus 7.5 at Miami, over under 50.5. Which Miami team are you going to get? I don't know.
That's the hard part, right? Cause if Huntley's still quarterback, and I don't know if I'd trust them to do really anything, but if Lamar's back, then that's good. I do believe he is.
I would think he is because I thought he was going to be back for this game, the way he was running around the field. And I know the Ravens got in trouble for that too, because they didn't disclose, they did something about not listing him on their injury report or whatever, because a lot of people thought Lamar was going to play and he didn't.
Yeah.
Although Huntley did get the win. He's not a bad backup.
No. I'd probably just go with the over of 50.5.
I think I'm right there with you. I don't know if I'm comfortable with the line either way, but the over, I think they're both going to score.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Chargers minus 9.5 against at Tennessee, over under 43.5.
Yeah, you know, the Tennessee Titans are horrible.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah, give me the 9.5 for the Chargers, honestly.
I just don't see a bright spot either. I think the Chargers are too good, and there's just not a lot of talent on that Tennessee team.
No.
I'm with you. I'm thinking I'll take the Chargers at 9.5. Okay, next up we have Detroit Lions at home against Minnesota, minus 8.5 for the Lions, over under 48.5.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions should have this. I think they can easily win by at least 2 touchdowns.
I don't even know who's quarterbacking because Wentz is gone, and I don't think.
No, they moved up somebody. Hold on.
Because J.J. McCarthy, I know, is not back. So it's like, who's quarterbacking that team?
Yeah, no, they just moved somebody up today.
Did they? Okay, and I'm with you. I think Detroit's going
to smoke. They signed QB John Wolford to the practice squad.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
That's going to be a slaughter. I'm sorry. That's going to be a slaughter. Yep, so I think we both like Detroit. The Niners are on the road against your Giants. I say your Giants because I know you like those. You like
Scadabo. I did. Now that Scadabo's got him done.
You're not a Dart fan
enough. I don't
like
him. Yeah, no, he's not enough for me.
And so the Niners are a 2.5-point favorite on the road, over under 48.5.
I mean, talk about two banged up teams. I think I would honestly just go with the under here. I don't think I would touch either of them.
Everybody's backups all over the place. So I am with you. I like the under on that one big time. Next up, we have the Denver Broncos. This is where Houston's getting some love. They're starting to play better. So Denver's on the road in Houston, and Houston is a 1.5-point favorite, and the over-under, 39.5, which I got to believe is the lowest of the weekend. And no, it is not.
For this one, I would go with Broncos. I think they've got it. I don't think the Texans – I think you got two very defensive-heavy matchups for sure, but I don't know. You got Bo Nix coming off a pretty heavy offensive victory, and we haven't really seen a ton of offense from the Stroud boys over there. So.
No, not a whole lot. I do think the under actually could happen.
I do too.
I mean 39.5, I think it could
All-star
happen.
Defenses versus, it'll be a boring game.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It's not one on paper. It'll be competitive, but slow.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have the Falcons are in New England. New England's a 5.5-point favorite, over under 45.
Yeah, I'll be honest, like, if the Falcons are the one team I would never, ever want to bet if they're playing because you don't know what version you're going to get. You know,
is Penix going to be back or is it the longer deal?
I don't know.
Okay.
Again, if Penix is back, their odds are a little bit better because clearly Cousins doesn't have it. I think you're probably safe to go with New England winning by, you know, at least 5.5. I do see them playing a lot better than the Falcons do consistently.
I think I would touch the under on this one, too. I like both these defenses pretty good, so I don't know that I would take the spreads, but I would go under. You're probably right, though, about New England. Okay, next up we have your Colts minus 3 on the road in Pittsburgh, over under 50.5.
It should be minus 45 because the Colts are going to absolutely demolish Rodgers. Rodgers looking like a fool after his loss against the Packers, and Danny Dimes absolutely slinging it.
You're no love for your no love for your Steelers. Huh?
No, garbage team.
Okay,
sorry, yeah. Seth. Love you, Seth.
I know, Seth. Sorry. I'm kind of right there with you. I don't get it. I think what's his face is going to be running for his life.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Aaron Rodgers. I think the Colts are going to chase him all over the place. Okay, next up we have Carolina Panthers at home against the Packers. Packers are favored 13.5 over under 44.5.
Yeah, it's the Packers. The Panthers are a joke, especially if Dalton's still playing, which who knows. I think it's an easy dub for the Packers, and I do think it'll be at least two touchdowns.
Packers are playing good football. I agree with you 100%. We have the Bears, -3 on the road in Cincinnati, who choked this weekend. The over-under, 51.5, and that's not the highest.
I don't see the Bengals doing good. I think the Bears just had a 4-win streak ended, which sucks for them. But I do think they'll bounce back. Ben Johnson's an angry coach.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think Caleb Williams is doing okay. So I do think this.
Do I think he's first-round draft pick material?
No.
No.
No, huh?
Is he serviceable? Yeah.
Yeah. So I do. I'm with you. I think the Bears are going to pull this one out and cover that spread. Here we go. Jacksonville, -3 against the Raiders in Vegas, over-under 45.
Yeah, Jacksonville's got this. The Raiders are pathetic, and that's the nicest thing I can say about the Raiders. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're also kind of all over the map, but I do think that's an easy W for them, really, especially if it's just by a field goal.
I will definitely avoid this game because I couldn't tell you. Both these teams are so unpredictable, but
yeah, I wouldn't agree. Bet on it.
The Raiders are in rough shape, though. Okay, we have the Saints at the Rams. Rams are 14-point favorites, over under 43.5.
You know, it's one where if this was still Spencer Rattler, I'd easily just take the spread. I'm curious to see what Tyler Shutt can do. You know, we didn't really get too much. I mean, he threw an interception.
Yeah, he only played one half. Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a hard one to really pick. Honestly, I'd probably just go with the over there. I do think this will be higher scoring.
I think the Rams are going to smoke them. I could be wrong, but I just think coming off the bye, they're healthier. They're playing good football. Their defense is too good. I think this poor kid's set up for a tough game here. So
yeah, I just have a hard time voting or picking when it's like a new quarterback that nobody's had time to like watch footage of or anything. Like you never know what they can do. So
right. All right. Next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. What a game! It blows my mind that this game is not a flex game. It's not a Sunday night game. A Monday night game. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
The Bills and the Chiefs, and the Bills are the underdog at home to the Chiefs -2 over. This is the highest one of the. No, it's not the highest one of the week. I'm sorry. It is not the highest one, but 52.5.
I wouldn't.
Their matchups have been great.
Yeah, I wouldn't put money on this one because it's scary. I'm praying to God that Josh Allen can do this. I'd probably just play it safe, pick the over.
And here's what I would say, right? I think you would agree. Josh Allen, you have to beat these guys if you're ever going to be in that class.
Well, he always beats them regular season. It's postseason. He can't touch him because he's like 4-1 against him in regular season games.
I mean, we all know whether we like the Chiefs or not. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best, and you got to get through them. And you're right, postseason especially. But so I'm going to put some hope in the fact that I think the Bills are going to cover.
Okay.
They don't even have to cover, but I think they're going to win outright. Here we go. Our beloved Seahawks, -3 on the road against the Commanders, -3 and the over-under 47.5. My only question is Jaden Daniels playing?
Even if he is, we should be -6.5. We've got this.
Even with Daniels in there. I don't know. He's tough, man.
He's tough, but
I still think we're going to win.
Buns.
I don't know. I definitely think without him, if it's Mariota, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Big sophomore slump right now. Commanders don't have it in them. We're good.
All right. And your biggest spread in terms of your biggest over-under of the weekend is Monday night's game. Not much of a game in terms of fans, but
I should have picked one.
Arizona on the road in Dallas. Dallas -2.5. The over under 54.
Yeah,
no defense.
No, neither team really. Dallas easy. I think is going to cover a field goal.
I think so too. I think Dallas's offense is pretty good. I do see this game going over though. I really do see it going over because neither one of these deep teams have much of a defense. So, Okay. So that being said, we just ran through them. Tommy, what is your first one of your three teamer that you like for, and we already did, we actually put money on these three teams. Who do you like, stud?
So I did go with Indianapolis to get at least 3 over the Steelers.
Okay. All right. I knew you'd like that one. I did the Detroit one. I did Detroit minus 8.5 at home against Minnesota. I think they're going to smoke them.
All right. My second one is my Seahawks going at least 3 over the Commanders.
I'll
feel
Seahawks.
Even better if Jaden Daniels isn't playing, but I feel confident even if he is.
All right. My next one up, I know you're probably going to think I'm crazy. I'm sticking my neck out a little bit. I get it. But I do like the Falcons to be within the 5.5 points against New England. I do.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't have touched that
one. Yeah, I know, but I do, because number one, I'm hoping it's Penix, but I just got a feeling this game's going to come down to the wire. I really do think Atlanta's going to bounce back. That team is not that bad.
Okay. Well, we both have the same one for our last one, which is the Green Bay Packers winning by at least 13.5.
Two touchdowns, against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers without their quarterback, they are that bad. They have great running backs. I mean, you got a double-headed monster in Chuba Hubbard and you're the guy that you liked that came out of Dallas. Why am I drawing a blank? The running back up in Dallas, went to Carolina.
Oh, Pollard?
No,
Rico Dowdle.
Dowdle, yeah. So you got a two-headed back right there, man. I mean, you got and they're both healthy. But Green Bay, I don't know, man. There's not many holes there. That team's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And it looks like Parsons is just now getting hot.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Yeah, as of right now, they're projecting that Jaden Daniels will not play against the Seahawks this week.
Oh, okay. I don't want to jinx this, but I like our chances against
Mariota. He is expected
Mariota.
To practice Wednesday, but his status is not, is considered uncertain, and a lot of analysts are not going to be surprised if he sits out.
Okay. All right. Well, and Seattle's coming off a bye, so they're a little bit healthier, knock on wood. And I don't know about you, Tommy, but I'd like to be sitting at 6-2 almost halfway through the season. Would be awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, that's per the Washington Commanders website that was all released, that he is expected but to practice, but nothing more than that is expected.
Well, so. I like our chances better with Mariota, that's for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right. And with that, guys, we will talk to you again for our Week 9 power rankings. Welcome back to Generational Talent. We are now in segment 3, our Week 9 power rankings. So, Trav, do you want to go ahead and read me last week's power rankings for you from worst to first?
On mine?
Starting with 15, yeah.
Are we going back and forth or just mine? Back and forth?
We'll just go just yours since we're reading last week's list.
I had the Bears at number 15, the Cowboys at 14, Patriots at 13, Steelers at 12, Broncos at 11, Niners at 10, Chiefs at 9, Seattle at 8, the Bills at 7, Buccaneers at 6, Colts at 5, Packers at 4, Eagles at 3, Rams at 2, and number 1 I had the Lions.
Okay. And then my last week's power rankings, I had Cowboys 15, Chargers 14, Steelers 13, Patriots 12, Broncos 11, Eagles 10, Chiefs 9, 49ers 8, Rams 7, Packers 6, Seahawks 5, Buccaneers 4, Bills, Lions, and Colts, 3-1. All right, so with Week 9 power rankings, Dad, what do you have for number 15?
Number 15, and these guys dropped. They dropped from my 12 to my 15, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I did keep them in the top 15, but because first half they played some good football, second half they took a dump.
Yeah. My 15, same as it was last week, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and I get it. I did it. They did come off of mine, but I get it. I was going back and forth. Number 14, I dropped these guys too from 10 to 14 on my list, and that's the Niners.
Yeah, so the Niners did drop on mine, not that far, but my number 14 is actually a drop from 13 to 14. I already had them low, was the Steelers.
Steelers, okay. And let me see. So my number 13 now?
Yeah.
My number 13 is new on the list. I have two new ones on the list. Number 13, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, see, they are not on my list at all.
Yeah, I think that team... I still don't know what's going to happen with Thomas. They're talking about him trading that wide receiver.
I don't blame him. Yeah. Bro drops everything.
He does drop. Yeah, he can't catch a cold.
My number 13, they moved up one from last week. It's the Chargers, 5-3 Chargers.
There we go, Tommy boy. My number 12 entering my list is the Chargers. I think that team, when they're healthy, they're good. And they've got a running back in that. Vidal? Yeah. How do you say it? Man, he did pretty good.
My number 12, they're same as where they were last week. It's the New England Patriots, the 6-2 Patriots.
Okay. Fair enough. My number 11, I have the Patriots. Number 11 for me.
Okay. My number 11, and they did drop all the way from where the heck were they before? They dropped from number 8 down to number 11. It's the 49ers.
Yeah. Number 10, basically I have them I have them up one notch, and that's the Broncos from my list.
I also have the Broncos up one notch to number 10.
Number 10, yeah, yep, yep. And don't get me wrong, I think that team is definitely getting better.
Yeah, once our offense starts clicking, they'll be a really well-rounded team.
You're going to get super mad at me. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to get super, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. There was just some movement. I had to move a couple of teams ahead of them, in my opinion.
I moved them down, but not as far as you.
I know. Jeez, I have them at number 9, Seattle Seahawks.
Ah, no, too far.
I know.
This team went up a notch. It is the Philadelphia Eagles for my number 9.
Yeah, we're a little different there. That's okay. My number 8, I have them moved up one notch, and that's the Chiefs.
And my number 8 moved up one notch is also the Chiefs.
And don't get me wrong. They're a good team, and they're getting better and better, but I'm not going to move you up too high when you beat the heck out of the Commanders.
Yeah, without Jaden Daniels.
Without Jaden Daniels, right. So, I mean, good win, but, could you have done it with the kid? Probably, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number 7. I have them going up... I had them going down one notch. Same thing. I know they got the win. Wasn't pretty, though. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. No, that's fair. My number 7, they're same as they were last week. It's the Rams.
The Rams, okay. Yeah, we differ on this one. My number 6, I have them where they went up one notch, but I have the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. My number 6, they moved down a notch. It's just a struggle of a bye week, but it is my Seahawks. They went from 5 to 6. You know, they didn't do anything for us to see, and I did need to move some others around.
Okay, all right. Number 5, now we're into our top 5. Top 5 for me, I have the Philadelphia Eagles at number 5.
See, my number 5, and they did drop down one, even with a win, just because other teams had better games, was the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers. Okay, I got you. We're about right. My number 4, I have in the exact same spot I had them last week, and that's Green Bay Packers.
So my number 4, it is also the Packers. They went up 2, because I had them at 6 last week.
Okay, all right. My number 3, I had them go down one notch. Like you said earlier about the bye, it happens, because I had them a lot higher than where you had them. I have the Rams at number 3.
Okay. My number 3, they're the same as they were last week. It is the Buffalo Bills. My top 3 is the same as last week. So mine is the Bills at 5 and 2.
Okay. My number 2, here we go, Tommy. I'm going to give you some love. I don't have them at 1, but I do have the Indianapolis Colts. For me, that's up from 5 to 2. So that's a big jump. But I do think the Colts, they are beginning to, well, I am a believer. I just want to see them smoke a solid
team. That's fair. So that's fair.
That's where I'm at. But I do like them at 2.
Okay. My number 2 is the Detroit Lions.
I know which way. Well, we just flip-flopped then because that is my numero uno. Those guys are, I still think, the number 1 team.
And I think the Colts, Danny Dimes, MVP, number 1.
So are you telling me, which is fine if you're telling me, this is where it boils down to, where my gut tells me, could the Colts beat the Lions?
Easily.
Easily?
I will say this. They both teams, the best offenses in the NFL.
Agreed. Especially, 100%.
Like, that would be a top-tier Super Bowl is those two teams right now offensively. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I do think the Colts have the edge defensively. 100%
okay.
I do.
Okay. I think what will happen there is a little bit of experience I think will get them, and I do think the wide receiving core with the Lions is better.
I think the wide receiving core is better, but I think the run game is 10 times better for the Colts, and I think they open up way bigger lanes.
See, I don't think 10 times better. Good, but here's my thing. Remember, you have Sonic and what do they call the other guy?
Knuckles.
Knuckles in the sense I get – as a whole, Jonathan Taylor's a beast, but I think the two-headed game of those two guys is pretty. I mean, Gibbs is a stud.
Gibbs is a stud,
and so I think
took a second to get going this year, but
it did. But I just think the dual head there is because without Jonathan Taylor, I don't even know who the other back is.
That's
not
fair.
That they need another back, but I think it would be. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see that game. I would love to see those two face each other, but we're pretty close on it. Yeah. So we had the two new teams to enter for me anyways was the Chargers and Jacksonville. That means bouncing out of mine, by the way, was the Cowboys and the Bears. They're out of my top 15.
See, nobody shifted. Nobody was in or out. Everybody just shifted.
Shifted, but, okay.
Yeah, no new additions, no dropouts.
Here's my bold prediction of the week per my bets. Because remember when I did my bets last week, I said that the Bills were going to cover by twice that spread, and they did.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, you're out of your mind. My bold prediction of my bets, not only will Atlanta cover on that 5.5 they get, they're going to win that game. They're going to beat New England in New England.
Okay. Then I will also make a bold prediction. I'm going to say that Buffalo wins by an entire touchdown. They win by 7.
Okay.
Touchdown and extra point. So Bills got Bills -7.
-7. Okay. Those are our bold predictions. I like it. I can dig it. And we're on to week number 9.
Yes. So from all of us here at Desert Highway Radio and Generational Talent, have a good week. Enjoy your football. And of course, go Hawks.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.